In the Tshuva, Susaris Tshuva from Reb Shimon Sifer, Chelik Talat Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, he has the following shaila. He says, we know the halacha is that a guy is not allowed to learn Torah. He can't learn on his own. We're not allowed to teach him Torah. And his shaila is, he's a Mesubik. What about an Evek Kanani? You're allowed to teach Torah to an Evek Kanani or not? Evek Kanani is Chayav Mitzvah like an Isha. Maybe it's different than a guy. Maybe he would be allowed to. Or maybe there is an Isser to teach Torah to an Evek Kanani. And he goes to a couple of rayas. He ends up bringing a very interesting raya that the Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Tezayin to Mordechai. Haman asked Mordechai what they were learning, and he told him we're learning the halachas of kmitza, and he explained to him how kmitza works. Bezan shabes mikdash kaim, a person has been out of mincha, you bring the melo kaim to miskapilei. So he says, how is it mutter for Mordechai to teach tar to Haman? Haman was a guy, you can't teach tar to a guy. So he says, elamai, the pshat is that the Gemara says earlier in Megillah and Daf Tesvav that Haman was an eved of Mordechai. So he's Mordechai's eved. He understands he mamish had a din of an eved Kanani, a full fledged eved Kanani, and therefore it'd be mutter to teach him Torah because he had a din of an eved, not of a guy, and therefore from there it's muchach that you're allowed to teach Torah to an eved Kanani. That's what he says over there in his shtickel, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. Now the Pella is the Bechal is what's his whole shaila? It's mafresh in the Gemara over here. The Gemara says in Ksuba Staf Chav Chasim Aleph on the bottom. That the Rishon Levi says, "Also, the Adam Shilamdus after Tyre, it's Befer Shigamai, not allowed to teach Tyre to your Eved Kanani." And no one is chaylik on this, but Pashtus. So, what's this whole Shiloh? Are you allowed to teach, not allowed to teach him? It's Befer Shigamai over here. Why is he not bringing this Gemara? How could he say that it was Mutter to teach Tyre to Haman for this reason? Because he was an Eved Kanani. Lachar's Mefush in the Gemara that there's an Issa to teach Tyre to your Eved Kanani. So, Tzarechian is old Shub over there, Mitchilavat Seif. And the Haggais over there is Haggais from the Matzilar Ikve Sefer. He asks this kasha on him. He says, it's Mefush Nagam over here that you're not allowed to teach Torah to an Eved. And I was thinking that maybe it could be Miyashiv Alpi, what the Ran writes over here in the Shita as well. Alpi the Maskana of the Gemara. They understand that this Isser that the Gemara says to teach Torah to your Eved, it's not an Isser Mukhlet. It's not an Isser that you can't teach him anything, but it's only if you're Nagam by Minik Banim. If you treat him like a son, that is a problem. In other words, you set up a school for them, you send them to school, send them to cheder, and you teach them Torah like a regular yid. That is a problem, because they say that then he's going to look, people think he's a regular yid, and they're going to end up, you'll end up marrying a bas chayrin. So in order to avoid that, you shouldn't look like a yid. You're not allowed to teach them Torah like you would teach to your regular child, a regular yid. But to teach them derech harayah once in a while, that would not be a problem. There's no issur to do that, and that would be totally fine. So the way they learn the Gemara, it's not an Isser Mukhlet, it's not an Isser Ba'atzim, it's sort of a gezerah that you shouldn't teach him like regular Yid, that he shouldn't look like a Yid. What Reb Shimon Sifer is specific about is what about teaching him one word, teaching him a little bit? Is that Aser, just like it's Aser to a guy? Or perhaps it would be different, so that taka then wouldn't necessarily be a Raya from our Gemara, from that point, from that part of the Gemara. But if you do look in the Rambam, the Rambam is mashed not like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Perek Ches Halacha Yud Ches, he just says stam also la adam lamedus avda tayr vim lamdai lo yatzel lecheres. He says stam is not mechalik. He says it's an issa to teach your avid tayr. It's mashma no matter what. Even a little bit would be aser. He doesn't say dafka it's naig minig banim. So if he that pashas it would be an iser be'etzem, and it would be harder kushy luchta on this Reb Shimon Sifer why he doesn't bring from the Rambam that it's aser be'etzem to teach. Which Pashas would be like teaching a guy, but the truth is, even in the Rambam, it's not Mefurish exactly what the Tam is. Some Mefurishim understand that it's just like you can't teach Bita Tyre, you can't teach your Eved Tyre because he's similar to a Nisha. Some do learn it, some he didn't Akim, so it's not clear exactly what the Bia in the Rambam is. But Al Kapanim, that seems to be somewhat of Machlekes Rishonim over here. What is the shot that Asaladim Shalamadis after the Tyre, Lefi the Ran and the Shita, is just more of a Gezerah, they can then don't treat him like a regular Ben. People shouldn't think he's a Ben Charin. But Lefi the Ramam, it's more of an Isser Be'etzem. There is some type of Isser to be Malamadi Avatara, but what the reason is not so clear in the Rambam, and Lechari could go either way.